gospel to the ends of the earth. The Lord came into my life. Listen to me. I grew up. I went to high school. Listen, I want the young people to listen to me. I went to high school. And I stayed away. And then I didn't even know anything about staying away. Huh? I stayed away. My friends came and they wanted me to drink whiskey with them. I drank whiskey with them. They wanted me to smoke weed with them. I smoked weed with them. They wanted me to chase women with them. I chased women with them. I had a woman over here, a woman over there, a woman over there. But later on in my life, listen, God filled me with something. God filled me with the Holy Ghost, y'all. And if anybody in here know anything about the Holy Ghost, then you know the Holy Ghost is a powerful thing. The Holy Spirit can make you turn down things that you used to couldn't resist. The Holy Spirit can make you say no when you used to say yes. I ought to get a witness somewhere. You see, I said I know.
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Along with my beautiful wife of 30 years, none other than in the person of. Okay, say that one more time.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
Amen. Okay, want to make sure we got you coming through loud and clear. On today, to all of our brothers and sisters near and far, listen, we appreciate you and thank God for you tuning in to this session of Moments of Inspiration. Amen. As a matter of fact, we'd like you to get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is now on the air. All right. And with that note, we're going to pass it over to Minister Mildred. She's going to share a scripture, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians 3. And beginning at the fifth verse, yes, the fifth verse. And it reads as this: Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe, even as the God gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for knowing, God, hallelujah, that you give the increase. And, oh, God, it's all about you. We give you praise, God, on this day that you blessed us, Lord God. You woke us up this morning, and truly we got to give you praise because you're the God that did it, hallelujah, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray for our brothers and sisters out there everywhere, Lord God.
because we're not selfish people. We understand that you created the whole wide world. And, Lord, we are praying for souls everywhere, praying that people will get to know you, Lord. We even praying for the backsliders, Lord, that have left you, Lord God. But you're married to them, God. Hallelujah. All they have to do is repent and turn from their evilness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today. We continue to pray for our brothers and sisters behind the prison walls, Lord. Many of them, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, are calling and crying, hallelujah, out to you. Lord, hear the cry in this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying for the ones in the nursing home, in the ICU, everywhere, Lord God, in homes, Lord, our black men on the streets, God. Hallelujah. Get to, hallelujah. Touch them, Lord. Reach them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praying for our law enforcement, everybody, Lord. Hallelujah. We're living in the end times. We're living where everything's going on. People calling right, wrong, wrong, right. But, oh, God, you're the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God can help. And we know, hallelujah, God,
oh, yes.
We thank you,
yes,
even now, Lord God,
you,
that
Lord.
You're concerned about your people,
hallelujah,
that you love your people,
thank
God,
you,
and we thank you, Lord,
thank
and we
you,
praise
Jesus.
You, Jesus,
yes,
for
Lord.
There is none like you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
and Lord,
Lord,
even in the course of this day,
thank you, Lord,
we're praying that you will touch your people's heart,
hallelujah,
that you will change their mind, Lord
thank
God,
you,
and help
yes,
them, Lord God, to
thank
make
you,
the right
Jesus.
Decision before
yes,
it's too late. Only you, God,
hallelujah,
can do it. And we
hallelujah.
Thank you
thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. To all of our family and friends near and far, we'd like to invite you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Listen, get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints is now on the air with Bishop Kenny and Minister Mildred Townsend. Truly, we thank and praise God for you, you and you that have taken time out from your busy schedule to join us on this beautiful day. To our friends out there in Periscope land, to those friends out there in Facebook land, to our friends in the Central Louisiana area, listen, we bid you Godspeed in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As the word of God says, if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. God bless you, beloved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. To our Periscope friend who shared the number over the screen with us. Thank you. If you'd be so kind periodically to just flash that for us from time to time, we thank you. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Brother Jaquelin. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on today. Hey, listen, for those of you that just joined us, even via Periscope, go ahead, swipe the screen, invite your followers. Amen. One thing we can tell you of a certainty and a surety that the Bible says men ought to always pray
hallelujah.
And to not faint.
Yes.
And we're living in times, Minister Mildred, where people are fainting on every side.
You better believe it.
Amen. People are fainting. They're fainting, amen, in the church. They're fainting outside the church. They're fainting in Congress. Amen. They're fainting, amen, in the courtrooms. They're fainting, amen, in the jails. They're fainting everywhere. We're in that time where people are fainting. Amen. But we've got to stay affixed to the things of Jesus Christ because, again, the word says, if the good man knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. Praise be to God. Amen. And we often tell people all the time, amen, that God is coming back. Jesus Christ is coming back. And he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, blemish. That simply means that he's coming back for a church that has made up their mind that they're going to patiently wait and watch, Minister Mildred, for the things of the Lord. Amen. And so while we're here today, again, we want to thank you. Listen, to those of you out there that would love to correspond with Bishop Townsend, Minister Mildred, we give you this invitation. We want to hear, especially from our brothers and sisters behind prison bars. We want to hear from you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have not forgotten about you. We thank God for you. Those of you that are still holding up the bloodstained banner behind
hallelujah.
Prison bars.
Yes.
Amen. Those of you that are still standing for the Lord Jesus
thank
Christ
you, Jesus.
And your testimony is holding. Those of you in the Pollock Correctional Facilities and the various correctional facilities in the Sinlaw area. Listen, we are still praying for you. We still thank God for you. To our sisters behind prison bars, we are lifting you up equally as well. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your testimony, how you are standing in the things of God, how you are holding Bible study right there behind the prison bars
hallelujah.
Where you are. Amen. And I want you to be able to do that by writing us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana. 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. That's in care of Moments of Inspiration Ministry. Amen. And we will, amen. If you have a testimony, amen, we will share your testimony over the air. Unfortunately, let me put this plug out there. We cannot correspond with your loved ones. We cannot call your loved ones. The numbers that you might forward to us to say, get in touch with my uncle or my niece or my cousin, I'm sorry, we cannot do that. Working once in the correctional facility myself, that is considered fraternization. Amen. And we want to stay within the perimeters and the boundaries. Amen. 3371. That's right. Thank you. P.O. Box. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love my Periscope family. Amen. They're so concerned. They help us out by flashing those important numbers across the screen. And we thank God, praise God for you. We don't take any of you for granted. Amen. We love you and we appreciate you much. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Now, Periscope, I got to remind you out there, too. You know, amen, when you see that screen lighting up like that, you know that's the hackers doing that, don't you? You know that, don't you? Amen. They don't want, amen, they try to stop the numbers from being seen. They try to stop, amen, the people. That's why I asked you to go ahead and swipe the screen and invite your followers, amen, because that will try to stop them from stalemating what we're trying to do. But in any event, we thank God for you. Want to remind Sinla, listen, Alexandria, Pineville, want to remind you, you are invited. You don't Amen. Need an invitation, but we're going to give you an invitation to join us. Where, Minister Mildred?
Amen. At the, I don't know the address. So it'd be better for you, Bishop.
But where are we going to invite them to, though?
Okay. We got, first of all, you're talking about the nursing home. We'll be tomorrow at 9:30 a.m., the nursing
home. The Hilltop Nursing
yes,
Home.
Yes, the Hilltop.
Hilltop Nursing Home, right off of Highway 28 and Edgewood Drive. Amen. Right down the hill or up the hill, whatever you want to call it. But they call it Hilltop Nursing Home.
And that's what it's all about, Bishop, reaching out to the ones that can't get out for themselves, but bringing the message to them. And not only bringing the message to them, Bishop, but showing the love of Jesus, amen, because these are souls too. These are people too, amen, and we can't forget about them. Praise the Lord. And at 12 noon, you know the address. I don't.
Okay, at 12 noon, we'd like to invite you to come be our guest at the College Drive Baptist Church.
Hallelujah.
1400 College Drive right in Pineville, Louisiana, amen, where we are going to have, listen, every Sunday is Deliverance Sunday.
Hallelujah.
No matter what you're going through,
These
no matter what you're
times.
Happening,
yes.
Every Sunday is Deliverance Sunday.
Amen.
We thank and praise God for our people that come as far as Natchitoches, come as far as Cottonport. Amen. Listen, a church alive is worth the drive. I'm
amen.
Here to tell you. Amen. And the Spirit of God is moving in this end time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, bondages are being broken. The spirit of witchcraft and sorcery.
Hallelujah.
Listen, it's not being broken, it's being destroyed.
Destroyed, Bishop. Woo!
Amen. Amen. That's the difference
Hallelujah.
Between the prophet of God that is called in this hour versus those, amen, that are only trying to make a name for themselves. No, we don't want nothing broken, because if it's broken, you got to keep coming back.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We don't want you to have to keep coming back other than to praise and worship God with us. Amen. We don't want you to have to keep coming back talking about, no, it's still there. It ain't. Well, you know what? I'm going to need $500 more to really get this off. No, that's not how we operate.
That's right.
Amen. We believe in the move and the power of the Holy Ghost. And can I tell you something? You think Morris Bart got it going on. Morris Bart. Hey, he said that thing, one call, that's all. Let me tell you something. That's the Holy Ghost pledge.
Hey, glory.
That's his pledge. Amen. One, that's all he needs, one touch.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
One touch, according to your faith. That one touch.
Be it
touch,
unto you.
Amen.
That's
can
according
be all
to the word.
That you
yes.
need. Amen. One touch.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The people that had demoniac spirits on them, all it took was one command from Jesus.
Come out.
That's all. That's all it took. One command. Amen. The people that had died,
Thank
all,
you, Jesus.
All he had to do was speak one time and said, Tabitha, arise. Amen.
Woo!
He didn't have to get
Thank
there.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To stand there for 30 minutes
That's
and jumping and shouting Glory and speaking to in tongues. Listen, all it takes is one touch from the risen
Thank
Savior.
You.
That's all it takes. Amen. Is one.
Glory to
one
God.
Word from the risen Savior. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, his word will not return unto him void,
Amen.
But it will accomplish that which he has designed for it to do. Amen. All right, we're going to go to the prayer line right now, because I think we got a caller calling. I'm not sure, but I think we do have a caller calling. So, amen. We're going to go to the prayer line right now. Amen. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
My name is Lynette Wilson, calling from Georgia.
Lynette Wilson, calling from Georgia. God bless you, Lynette Wilson, calling from Georgia. How are you this morning?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, Lynette, I've got some good news. And I've got some bad news. The good news is that you said you're hanging in there, right?
Yes.
Well, the bad news is, Lynette, God don't want you to hang in there, because if you're hanging at any time, you could slip and fall. Now, here's some more good news. God wants you to stand on it.
Stand. Hallelujah. Stand, my sister. I know it's tough, but stand.
Did you hear what I said, Sister Lynette?
Glory
he wants
to
you
God.
To stand, because if you're hanging, you could slip and fall. We don't want that to happen.
Hallelujah. Stand, my sister.
I don't either.
Uh-uh. Amen. Okay, so from this day forward, don't hang in there. Stand on in there, all right?
So
having done all you can to stand. Again, I say stand, my
sister. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Thank
God.
You. That's a word.
To what do we owe this call for, Sister Lynette?
There.
I know you're calling for prayer. What can we pray with you about today?
Well, there's just a lot going on, but I don't know. I don't even know where to start. But anyway, I just want to just be encouraged by listening to the broadcast.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said I'm encouraged just listening to the broadcast. I've been on, I think it's the third time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, I tell you what, you're going to go from being encouraged to an encourager.
Hallelujah.
That sounds good.
Did you hear what I said, Sister Lynette? Amen.
Yes.
Because God is freely encouraging you, and he wants to fortify that within your life so that you now can go around and begin to encourage others and to let them too know that God's doing it for me. He's going to do it for you.
Amen. And don't let that mountain in your life, my sister, don't let that mountain in your life, God, remove your faith. Amen. But let your faith remove the mountain. And that's what's happening. A lot of times we're thinking that we're not qualified to even encourage somebody else because we're going through. Amen. But when you know who you know, amen, glory to God, that has to move, that situation that you're occurring in your life. You know, you got to start speaking to your mountains and commanding it to go, to move. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because many times the enemy will do that to us. Amen. But we have the authority to speak to our mountains. Amen. And God wants us to do that.
Praise be to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Minister Mitchell, can we pray with her?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift my sister
Lord.
Up to you, Lord God.
Thank
and
you,
regardless
Lord.
Of what's going on, she
Thank
said
you,
it's
Jesus.
Too much to even start.
Yes,
but, oh,
Lord.
God, too much is not enough.
Yes.
Hey, nothing to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to her. Too
Thank
much.
You, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. It's
Thank
nothing for you.
You. Jesus.
And, Father,
Thank
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
As you continue to bless our sister,
yes,
to help her, Lord God, begin to speak to the mountains
yes,
in her life, Lord,
Lord.
They have to go, God. They
Hallelujah.
Have to be removed because
yes.
your word says so.
Yes,
and your
Lord.
Word is true.
Thank
Lord, help
you,
her with her faith in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Help her,
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus. We
in
speak
the name
to her.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
and command
you,
that faith to come forward
Hallelujah.
In her, Lord God. Because you've given us all a measure of faith,
Thank
God.
You, Lord
Use
Jesus.
The measure that we have.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank
and
you,
it will move the mountains,
thank
God.
You, Lord
and
Jesus.
We thank you today.
Thank you,
and we
Lord.
Praise you today,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Lord Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Praise be
Jesus.
To God. My sister, you know what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me
Thank
to tell you?
Lord Jesus.
That stop confessing your problem.
Hallelujah.
But confess
Jesus.
The solution.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Stop
Thank
confessing
you,
the problem and confess the solution. Many times this is where we're defeated in our walk with
Thank
God because the enemy wants us to focus on
Thank
the problem.
How
he
big
wants
it
us
is.
To focus on the situation.
Yes.
Amen. And can I tell you something? Amen. The Bible lets us know that when we don't operate in faith, amen, whatsoever that's not done in faith is a sin.
Mm.
My preaching means nothing if I'm not operating in faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. My prophesying means nothing if I'm not operating in faith. My encouragement means nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And you know what that means? I can't go take two steps forwards and then four steps backwards.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I've got to move in a forward position.
Church
Before God.
God
want us to go backwards, he'd rather for us to stand still.
Come on now. Hey.
Stand still.
Over to God.
And see the salvation of God.
Hallelujah.
As opposed to moving backwards.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Now, most folks, they don't care about if you move backwards. They say, well, at least you're trying to do something. No, my sister.
Mm-mm.
God don't want you to go backwards. He wants you to move forward in
forward.
Your faith.
Forward.
Always.
Hallelujah.
No matter what it looks like.
Speak
Amen.
The
For the Bible says that so that faith come by hearing
yes,
and hearing
Hallelujah.
The word of God. Now, listen at this carefully.
God.
I got
to
share this with
God.
You. Your faith ain't going to come by what you're hearing come from Bishop Townsend.
Come on now.
Your faith going to come from what you're speaking out into the etheric octave. And as you speak this out into the ether waves and the etheric octave, it picks up velocity
yeah.
and strength. It's just like a boomerang. When you throw a boomerang,
Jesus.
Guess what? it comes back. Your word is the same way.
Thank you.
So instead of saying, oh, Lord, there's so many things going wrong, I don't know where to start. Start saying, you know what? Every time I turn around, God is blessing.
Come on now. Whoa. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo.
You don't see the blessing, but start speaking.
Speaking them.
Every time I turn around, God is blessing me. Every time I turn around, amen, before another problem starts, one is ending. Amen. Before one can start good, another one is ending. See, in other words, you're speaking the things that be not as though they were.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Now, I've got to say this before I let you go. You can't do that, though, if you're not living all you know how. And you can't be straddling the fence.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. See, we're not the kind of prophets that's going to speak blessings on people contingent on nothing. We don't care. We just, you know, charlatans to do that. They just say, I see a blessing coming your way, and they don't know your life
you
or what you're going through.
And
they don't tell you. They just, you know, even the Bible said, know them that labor among you.
Yes,
but so
Lord.
We've got to let you know that, listen, God don't bless in the mess.
That's right, Bishop.
And so we even sometimes before we pray, you know, we've had people say, bless me and my boyfriend and my girlfriend so we can be have a better relationship. Mm. Wait a minute. The Bible said have your own husband.
Ha. Have your own
have your own wife.
That's right.
I'm living all I know how for the Lord.
That's
Amen.
Good.
That's
Amen.
All I know how.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm just trying to live for him.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Clashing of the Sword. I see you. Amen.
God
my
bless
sister, know that it's well, all right?
Okay.
We love you in Jesus' name.
Love you. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
All right. Minister Milton, that's one of the things that we can't help but to do.
Amen. And, Bishop, and many times, you know, we are snared by our own words. And many times, I'm so sick and tired of this. You know, and I saw that today. And this is coming from a person that I treat.
Wait a minute. Wait. Now, listen to what you just said there.
No,
I'm just saying, you're not saying it,
yes.
But the words that the people say, that main one right there, even though they want healing in their body.
But I'm sick and
they
tired.
Want peace in their mind. But listen to those words they spoke out into the ether waves.
Bishop, this is somebody I really respect, and they were saying this morning, and I wanted to string, hey, do you know what you just said?
Yes.
You're sick and you're tired.
You're speaking.
Amen. You're speaking
Hallelujah.
That. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to watch our word.
Yes, we
I
do.
I love you to death.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my
yes,
God. Do,
do
you know what you're saying
yes,
in this hour?
Do. Yes.
Amen. We got to get it together.
It kills me when you do
yes,
that.
Yeah. It
yes.
kills me.
My God.
These are words that are going forth.
Amen.
And out there.
Somebody said they can't hear you, Minister Milton. I guess you're too far back. Periscope can't hear you. You're too far back.
Amen. But I'll
praise the Lord. Well, you just keep talking. Where are you comfortable at?
More comfortable here, but
all right, y'all can't hear Minister Milton in Periscope, but they can hear her over the radio. Amen. They can hear her over the radio. But nevertheless, you're so right, Minister Mildred. You know, the Bible said life and death are in the power of the tongue. And we're going to eat the fruit thereof. So the things that we speak out of the mouth will always, not sometime, will always have a profound impact on what we are believing God to do. Amen. And I'm going to share something even biblically to back that up, because a lot of time, Minister Mildred, people, you know, we have just become sociological misfits and the things that we've heard growing up in our houses. But you know what? The Bible said that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. The old habits and the thought patterns and the speech patterns have to change in order for us to solidify a more excellent way with the Lord. Would you agree?
I know it has to change. If it don't change, amen, we would find ourselves just, you know, getting nowhere, really going backwards, you know, because the word of God is our platform that we got to really believe God what it's saying. You know, by our words, we're justified.
Hallelujah.
Amen. By the same word, we're condemned.
Hallelujah.
And we got to know, we got to speak the words that are going to do something, you know, that's going to bring victory in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Not to bring defeat.
That's
and you
right.
believe me, you can't bring defeat upon you by what you speak.
Did y'all hear that, saints of God? Did you hear that, Louisiana? Did you hear that, Georgia? Did you hear that? Amen. To those of you that might even feel as though, amen, you're under the spell of sorcery or witchcraft, the more you're focused on what you feel, the more you're bringing into tangibility what you don't want to happen. And you know what? Early in my ministerial walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, he began, somebody say, I didn't hear her. I'm sorry. She's sitting too far back. And y'all, ain't going to hear her back on that side over there, especially if you're back there in Periscope land. But what she said is important, that what we speak has a profound impact, amen, about what we're believing God to do. See, if you're sick in your body and you want to be healed and you call for prayer and somebody begins to pray with you, amen, and then they pray with you and they said, by his stripes you are healed, and then, you know what, the next prayer line pop up, you call that prayer line. And then the next one pop up, you call that one. You know what you're showing? You're showing that you don't have faith to believe what God, and you're believing God for. Amen. And I'm not being mean. I'm not being facetious. I'm not being hard-hearted. But I'm telling you that many times you don't receive it because, you know what? As I told you before, we're just looking for the best somebody that make us feel good. Amen. Even when it comes from prophet to prophet, we run from prophet to prophet, preacher to preacher, trying to find somebody, amen, who can make us feel good. But the thing about it is, when we believe the word of God, how many times when Jesus was confronted, Minister Mildred, he asked the people, believest thou that I'm able to do this? He had to find out where the faith of the people were. And so I'm here to tell you that you could be running from here to Timbuktu, chasing dreams, chasing anointings, chasing miracles, chasing things, when the miracle is in your mouth.
And then without faith, it's impossible to please God. And it goes back to faith. And it's faith about everything that we do. Amen. It requires faith. And without it, you cannot please God. Amen. And you won't get what you're wanting because you're not using faith. Amen. You got to believe God. Amen. And that's it. You have to believe God, and there's no other way. Amen. It's impossible to please him, Bishop, without faith. And we must, hallelujah, you know, we must conquer up enough faith to believe God and stand on his word. His word done already done it. Hey, glory to God. We just got to get it. Glory to God. And that's what God is saying in this hour. We have to believe God. Amen. You can read this word all you want to, but ask God to help you. Hallelujah. Ask for more faith. Amen. Lord, increase my faith. Amen. Glory to God. The faith is what's going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Or don't give it to you. Hallelujah. Your faith is going to either give it to you or don't.
Somebody just spoke to you. I don't know who it was. It faded out before I got a chance to see
it. It's okay.
Amen. But you know what? What Minister Mildred said is so true, that people of God, many times, amen, we want to believe God. Amen. But you know what? When you believe God, the centurion soldier told the Lord Jesus, he said, Lord, my soldier is at home sick. But you know what he said? Jesus said, I'm going to come heal him. He said, I'm not even worthy for you to come under my house. I'm not even worthy for you to go. He said, but you know what? I'm a man just like you. Listen to how he equates himself. I'm a man of authority.
Yes.
Like you. He recognized the authority in Jesus Christ. He said, but you know what? All you need to do is speak the word.
Speak
the word, and my servant shall. Listen to what his faith said now. Listen to what his faith said. Many times Jesus marveled at the so-called heathens or the so-called Gentiles who displayed more faith than the so-called believers. Does that sound familiar today?
That's right.
Amen. Does that sound familiar?
Very familiar.
Amen.
So faith is what's moved God.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Listen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. We're going to go back. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to go back to the prayer line. But listen, those of you that desire prayer, amen. Those of you that desire prayer, the number is 877-464-2500. If you're inside the 318 area code, you can dial 484-2500. Amen. We believe in prayer. Amen. And primarily for those of you that are believers, our assignment is to touch and agree with you. And even to the believer out there. Amen. Many times you're not getting what you believe in God for because you know what? You're running from place to place. You're running from prophet to prophet. You're running from prayer line to prayer line. Many times, amen, you've got to stand on what God's word said, amen. As I told you before, we can't make a prostitute out of deliverance. Amen. Amen. Whichever preacher makes us feel good, whatever prophet makes us feel good, whichever person makes us feel good, that's who we run to. No, God's word is what we need to stand on. And today, the shepherd, the priest, the prophet of today must point you back to the things of Jesus Christ. Without being pointed back to the things of Jesus Christ, all we are doing is talking loud, saying nothing, and heaping into ourselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. Amen.
Bishop, and many, that's why many, you know, like we said earlier, you have to go back to the word of God. Amen. You got to go back to the word of God. Amen. Men, women of God, amen, they rely on the same word. The real true ones does. Amen. The same word that you need. Amen. We have to go and get the same word and let it work for us.
That's right.
Amen. Because the word of God is true.
As Minister Mildred said, amen, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The Apostle Paul summed it up this way. He said, after I have preached to others, if I'm not careful, I myself can become a castaway. Beloved Apostle, why did you say that? Because this ain't just about talking this thing. We must walk this thing. Amen. Holiness ain't something we talk. It's something we walk. Amen. Miracles ain't something we talk. Miracles is something we walk. Deliverance ain't something we talk. It's something we walk in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, beloved. Thank you for flashing that number across the screen. Amen. Those of you that do desire prayer, those of you that do desire for someone to touch and agree with you for the things of God. Listen, I'm here to tell you, Matthew 6:33 summed it up so eloquently when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things are added. I'm here to tell you this. Listen, many of you, if you were to get out of your sociological state of mind and begin to operate in a mind of faith, amen. Minister Mildred, while they're thinking and contemplating about calling, I want to share something in the spirit of our beloved people. Even those that will be coming to church service tomorrow, amen, that will be believing God for deliverance, that will be believing God, amen, to be set free from certain demonic oppression, amen. It's imperative that you know the word of God is true. And the Bible tells us that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, listen at this. Not only does faith come by hearing, well, wait a minute, what do you mean? Not only hearing what the preacher says, but you repeating what the preacher says over your life. The preacher told you that the word of God said, by his stripes I'm healed. Now you repeat those words. I'm in agreement with what the preacher said concerning the word of God over my life. Why? Because it ain't the preacher's word. It ain't the prophet's word. It's not the bishop's word. It's not the apostle's word. It's the word of the living God. And Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are what? Life. Amen. Yes. Mr. Mildred, if you will, but while they're contemplating on calling. But if you do desire to call, the number is 484-2500, amen, 877-484-2500. If you're inside the Louisiana area code of 318, you can dial 484-2500. We'd love to touch and agree with you on today. Minister Mildred, the book of Mark 11, chapter 23 and 24, amen, because family, I'm here to tell you that many of you are sabotaging your success. Amen. When you're running from place to place, amen. And, you know, I gave this analogy last week. You can go to the doctor. And when the doctor tells you that I've diagnosed you with high blood pressure, an enlarged heart, I've diagnosed you with acute arthritis, he writes you a prescription. And once he writes you that prescription, you don't immediately leave that doctor and go find you another one and say, doctor, I've got some problems with my arthritis. And then you leave that doctor and run to another one. You know why? Because you took that doctor at his word. Can you not take the word of God at his word? As I said before, you go to that doctor, Minister Mildred, and I don't know how many times you know what I'm talking about. You go there and they tell you, I want you to take every stitch of clothes off. You get naked. You know what you did? You followed his instructions. You see, one thing I'm here to tell you, as believers, unless you can follow instructions, you're not going to get the results. Amen. One thing I can tell you, as a believer, I had to learn to follow instructions. As a pastor, I had to learn to follow instructions. As a minister, I had to learn to follow instructions. And it wasn't until I learned that, amen, that I found myself just forever chasing a dream. Amen. Obedience is the thing that moves God. And if we can't be obedient to the things of God, then we will never get to that place that we're believing God for. Amen. You see, you know what made David a good warrior? Not only was he obedient to God, he was obedient to those that he was under their authority. And many times, amen, a spirit of rebellion has taken over the body of Christ. Amen. Until we get out of that spirit of rebellion, there is a rebellious spirit that has taken over many of God's people. They want to do it their way. They don't care what nobody say. I'm going to do it my way. No, no, we do it God's way. And God's way is always in conjunction with what God's word say. It's not going to create confusion.
Amen. And because God has given us choice, and some of the choices are mankind, we're going to have to pay for them in the end. Amen. Because he don't make us do anything against our will. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I thank God for that. Because some of us be messed up, sure enough, glory to God. But, you know, the kind of God he is, amen. Glory to God. He gives us a choice, amen. And we can choose to be obedient, Bishop, or we can choose to be rebellious. And we see so many that are so rebellious today. They don't want to have anything to do with the Lord. And now, look at our country, the shape it in. We want to put God out of everything. And look what's going on today. Amen. So much are going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we know that God... word is true, and if we take this word like it, you know, as it is,
yes.
Amen, we're going to get the results as it is. Amen, because faith will do that for us. Praise the Lord.
And I'm going to say this, too, with the love of Jesus Christ. That is the assignment of the apostle and the prophet today, to bring us back to the place that God has mandated for the church to be in. The Bible says that when God got ready to call Ezekiel, what did he say? He said, Ezekiel, I send you to a rebellious people, a stiff-necked and hard-hearted people. Now, this was Israel. This was the church. This was God's chosen people that he had sent Ezekiel to. Why? Because they had started doing things their own way. They said, I don't care. Listen, Ezekiel, I'm called just like you are. I'm going to do what I want to do. Listen, God called me, and I don't care what you say. So God said, listen, I'm sending you to a rebellious people. Amen. And that's what has happened in the body of Christ. The spirit of rebellion has got within the confine. But listen, what happens when you love the Lord and you really want to do it God's way? When Josiah found the book of the law in the temple, the Bible says, Minister Mildred, Josiah rent his clothes. He tore his clothes and said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me we're not pleasing God? You see, revival starts individually. Yeah. Many times, amen, we're looking at the whole circumstance. Many times we got to tear our own clothes, rent our own spiritual garments, and say, Lord, forgive me for my atrocities. Forgive me for not being obedient, Lord God. Forgive me, oh Lord God, for taking advantage of your goodness and your kindness. Amen, because I'm here to tell you, it was just his goodness that woke each and every one of us up this morning. It was his goodness, amen. I don't care how good you are, how good you preach. I don't care how much money you give or how much of a blessing you are financially in the lives of people. That means nothing to God. Obedience is what God is calling for, amen. God is calling for us to be obedient in the things of God. Can I tell you what pleases me with my children? The obedience. The obedience, amen. Following the instructions that I give them. Amen. As unto family, not as unto daddy, as unto family, not as unto daddy, as unto family. Amen. And so this is what we're doing today, sharing the instructions of God so that we can be that family without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing.
And when we are obedient, Bishop, we don't have to do it grudgingly. You know, when you're obedient, you do it because you want it. You know, you love doing it. You know that God gets the glory when you obey him. Many are just stuck, you know, doing things that is not like him, you know, doing things that, you know, just they don't want to do it. You're really not going to be obedient if you just don't want to do it and you're grudgingly doing it, Bishop, because you're doing it because, you know, no, when you're really obedient, you want to do it.
Amen. Let us go back to the prayer line, Minister Mildred.
Praise God.
Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Lynette Wilson calling back. Now, I would just... from Georgia, I was just thinking, I had been around a lot of people that I felt that I, well, felt led to encourage. I want to encourage people. And then I've heard their situations and seen some things and I never seen before. And it's just a whole lot that they're going through. And I said, and I started feeling for them and my heart went out to them. And then I started feeling, you know, about myself and stuff, what I was going through. And seeing what they were going through. Really traumatic stuff. I've been around people that I believe God would have me to encourage. He's done it before, but this time it seemed like it turned around, you know. It didn't happen like it did, like he did before. It didn't happen this time. So, because I've just seen people going through a whole lot of stuff and situations, you know, that they talked, that they've been through. And I think that's, you know, my heart just went out to them, and I just, you know, and I was just praying even early this morning for them while, you know.
Amen.
But anyway, I believe I have seen all of this and heard all of this for a reason and a purpose.
And I want to share this with you, too, that God wants you to get your walk solid with him, that you are not moved by the things of the people that you are encouraging. Because, see, one thing about it that you have to understand this. If I saw you drowning in the lake, and my compassion is to go out and to save you, amen? And because I see you going up under and going down, but here's the thing, my beloved sister, I've got to be a good swimmer before I jump in to encourage you. I've got to be a good swimmer before I jump in. So what God wants you to do right now in the months to come is work on building yourself up in encouragement. Get yourself strong in encouragement.
Yes,
and as you strengthen yourself, then you'll be able to help your brothers and sisters. But how can you help somebody else get out of the water if you ain't learned how to swim good? And that's what God wants us to do. This is why I said when we get in the Word, yes, Minister Smith, you want to say something?
Yes, Bishop. And I'm thinking, yes, even myself, there's a time when I used to encourage other people more so than myself. And God would say that same word that you're encouraging somebody else with, you use it. Amen. It applies to you first. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do. Amen. That same, we can tell somebody, or it's going to be all right. You got to tell yourself first, Bishop. It's going to be all right, self. Amen. It has to be all right.
Because the Bible says that the husbandman must be the first partaker of the fruit. So that means before it goes out to the market, he has to look at that fruit. He has to make sure that that fruit is good and stuff. So the word that we send out to somebody else must first apply in our life. So that means once it applies to your life, you're not going to get discouraged. Amen. You're not going to let it overtake you. It's not going to run you down.
And even if you're touched by what they're going to.
I wanted to share this also. A couple of months ago, you know, I wasn't really, say, discouraged at that time, but he put me around people that I know needed encouragement. But what happened, the Lord stepped in. I mean, he stepped right in the midst, and everything shifted and everything changed, and his word came out like water. And the changes took place super divinely. I've seen it with my own eyes. Even I cannot even explain a person that was this way. The Lord had me to share. Well, I didn't even know everything I was saying, but, you know, I know it was the word of God. And the anointing and his presence was there in a powerful way. And I thought that was going to happen in this situation, but it didn't. I don't know. Maybe because this seemed to be, this time is a little more, you know, a lot of stuff they're going through, a lot worse. But in that situation, I mean, even the person, you know, the whole countenance of the person that changed, but it was all due to the Lord stepping in the midst. Stepped in the midst. So I supernaturally, I mean, you can just see the glory of God in the place. And I thought that was going to happen in this situation, but it just did.
Amen.
So I felt a little down about things then. But I thought what happened then was going to happen in this time, but it didn't seem, you know, he took over. He was Lord in that place. I mean, I've seen the people totally turned around.
Amen. Caller, listen. I appreciate thank you for your testimony. Okay. We've got some more calls coming through that we want to get. And thank you so much, okay?
All right.
Love you now. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, Minister Miller, do you have a caller on the line?
Hello, Minister Mildred and Bishop Townsend. The great moments of inspiration. This is your Bible, beans, and bullets man, your God, guns, and gold man. Alexander, Louisiana, Cornelius White. How y'all are there?
We're blessed, sir. How about you today?
Well, I just wanted to thank everybody. In Grant Parish Thursday, we had a little service for the police officers praying for the ones in Grant Parish and all over the state and all over the nation and world. And, of course, we need to be with those people in Baton Rouge and pray for them and stuff like that. And that black officer really did write a good thing on Facebook, so I hope everybody will go and look at that on Facebook, Montrell Jackson.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Well, we'll certainly get a pass that information out around there.
Yeah. But
yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, but we love y'all, so that's the main thing, too.
Yes, sir.
Jesus loves all of us.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But God bless you. We love y'all so much, Minister Mildred and Bishop Townsend. And like I said, everybody needs to get ready.
Yes.
All right. God bless y'all.
Amen. Amen. Somebody said the Chris Brown. I don't know who this is. Give me a shout out on the radio. I don't know who that is on Periscope land out there. But we thank and praise God for you. Listen, y'all, we've got just about 15 minutes to go before, amen, we're going to have to get off the air. But if you did desire prayer, the number to dial is 877-464-2500. Amen. If you're in the Louisiana area of 318, you can dial 484-2500. One of the things, Minister Mildred, I wanted to share that scripture with our believers today because many times, you know, we're looking for the mystical, magical effect of the preacher. We're looking for the mystical, magical word from the prophet. We're looking for the mystical, magical word of the apostle. But the Bible tells us in 11:23, what does that say? All right, let me go back to the prayer line. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Dolores, and I'm calling from Valdosta, Georgia.
Okay, God bless you, Dolores from Georgia. What can we pray with you about?
I'm in need of a financial bliss by Monday.
You say you did what now?
Yes, ma'am.
You say you need a financial blessing by Monday?
Yes.
Dolores, what have you been doing with the financial blessings he's been blessing you with?
I haven't been having any income lately. I applied for disability because I had a stroke in the back in February, and I haven't heard from it yet.
Okay. And so are you a believer in Jesus Christ and you're attentive to the things of God? Because God promised in his word this. He said, when it comes to God, and I can only tell you what the Lord said, he said, when it comes to his children, he said, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, running over, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. He said that whatsoever we sow, we gonna reap. So as a believer, do you believe that God knows what you have stand need of?
Yes.
Do you believe that he will provide what you have need of?
Yes.
Tell me, why do you believe it before we touch and agree with you in prayer? Why do you believe it?
Because I'm a believer.
You a believer?
It is, sir. Thank you.
Okay, well, I tell you what. I hear some oil inside of you. Amen. We're going to, guess what? You're going to pray, and we're going to touch and agree with you for that financial blessing. Hallelujah. You're going to pray, and we're going to touch and agree with you. Because one thing about it, the Bible says, be it unto you as you believe. Come on and pray. We're going to touch and agree with you right now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on and pray, sister. We're going to touch and agree with you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on and pray. That's right. When you can't utter words, you can pray in that prayer language.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we touch and agree with our sister even now, Lord. Father, she said she need this miracle by Monday. Father, you're a miracle worker. God, you got people right now, Lord God, hallelujah, that you can touch their heart, that can bless my sister, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, the one that have been praying, God, who can I bless, Lord God? Who can I do it? Hey, glory to God. Lord, touch her right now, Lord God. Touch them to give unto our sister, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for bringing her from this stroke. We already know that you are a healer. We already know that nothing's too hard for you. Therefore, God, we're going to stand and agree with our sister that it is so, God, because we know the God that we serve, hallelujah, is able to do above all that we can even think or even ask in that. in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Ha! We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. She has a deadline. And we know, God, hallelujah, you meet the deadline. Because you are the deadline. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lifeline. You are the lifeline, Lord. Hallelujah. Even though there's a deadline. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You are the lifeline. Yes, you are, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you. And we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The lifeline. Yes, he is.
Amen, my sister. Woo! Listen, be it unto you as you have believed. It's already done. It's already done. You hear? It's already done. Hallelujah. Amen. Call us back with that praise report, letting us know that it's done. All right? All right. Praise the Lord. Listen, we've got just about a few minutes left for those of you that desire to pray. Amen. But as Minister Midwood was getting ready to share that word of God with you, it says it like this because I want you to get this word because, amen, one thing about the people of God, when you pray, listen, by your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. Amen. And Minister Mildred couldn't have brought it out any better when she said those words that when people say, I'm sick and tired, that gets registered in your subconscious mind. And so no matter how much you pray and believe God, guess what? In your spirit, man, you're sick and tired. The thoughts that you entertain on a subliminal level have a profound impact on the natural aspect of who you are. So even though the preacher says, listen, it's going to be well, but in your spirit, you're saying, I'm sick and tired. That's the reason why the Bible said if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Listen, all thought patterns have to change. All ideas have to change. All processes must change. And many times, family, I'm going to share this with you from a clinical psychological perspective, many times you got to speak God's word out of your mouth for at least 30 days so that your own brain can hear you say it, by his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. Amen. All through the day, by his stripes, I'm healed. Amen. Guess what? Those of you that need finances say, listen, because I'm a cheerful giver, I expect it to come back. You see, the problem with most of you is this is your confession. I always do stuff to help people. And it just seemed like, you know what, when I need help, I can't never get nobody to help me. Listen at the confession of your faith. Listen to what you're saying. That's the history of my life, all my life. People took advantage of me. And you know what? They still doing it. Wait a minute. That's for a person that don't know Jesus. But a person that knows Jesus got to change that vocabulary. They've got to change that statement by saying, you know what? I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed on the hill. Listen, no matter where I go, every time I turn around, God is blessing me. When I go to sleep at night, I'm being blessed. When I wake up in the morning, he's setting me up for blessings throughout the day, victories, insights, wisdom. I am what God says I am. So you got to get out of that frame of mind. Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Bishop. But you know, we live in a real world.
We serve a real God.
That's what I'm talking about. We serve a real God. We serve a real God. So you know what? Satan wants us to focus on the problem. Jesus wants us to focus on our faith. Amen. Those of you that got unsaved children out there. Amen. And you're saying that, listen, Lord, I'm tired of my daughter. These drugs killing her. You know what? You need to speak life over that daughter. Go to that daughter and say, baby, you might as well get ready. God finna deliver you off them drugs. Son, listen, I care. I know you might be living a homosexual lifestyle, but listen, get ready. God's finna turn things around in your life. God's bringing you back to the completion of the way that he intended for things to be in your life. Listen, I know the marriage is at that brink and it's about to go, but God has given you the power to say, baby, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I've got to beg God for some sympathy, I don't mind because he means that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg you, Jesus. I'm not too proud to get down on my knees and tell you that I believe you to work this thing out. I feel like preaching up in here this morning. Hallelujah. Carla, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. They done got me stirred up in here today. Where can we pray with you about, Carla?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead, caller.
This is Linda. My name's Linda.
Linda, where are you calling from?
West Monroe.
You're calling from West Monroe in Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay. What can we pray with you about, Linda? We've got just about a few minutes.
Well, I have been getting letters through the mail in my mailbox from people that I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And it says some awful bad things and it's scaring me. It's saying, you know, someone have a curse on me and they want to pray for me and all that.
Stop it right there. I bind it in the name of Jesus. It's a lie. Amen. I speak life over you. There is no curse. And I break and destroy the curse who they even trying to put on you. They just want to get in your pocket. Amen. But I come against the lie. I come against the deception. I come against the trickery whom the Son set free. And I speak freedom over you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, from this day forward, tear them papers up and say, Lord, listen, the curse has been destroyed in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Hallelujah. And this don't cost you a dime, but it's going to cost you some praise. And when you get off this phone, I want you to get down on your knees, and I want you to say, Lord, I thank you for setting the captive free.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
And then whenever you get those letters from them people like that, take it and throw it in the garbage.
Yes, I will.
Take it and throw. As a matter of fact, if you got in the house right now, throw them in the garbage, all right?
Yes, I will.
Now, when you get off this phone, you hit your knees and tell the Lord thank you.
Yes, I will.
We love you, all right?
Thank you.
God bless you. Love you, too. Listen, we've got a few minutes. 484-2500 is the number to call. Those of you in the Louisiana area, I got stirred up in here. I'm here to tell you that when you stand on the word of God, I'm a living witness. Let me tell you what faith can do. Even when we don't know what's going bad, Minister Miller, I said I was going to give this testimony. Amen. Even because, you know what, we are his children, and he loves us. Me and Minister Mildred, and for those of you that are mechanics out there, you know what I'm saying is true. Me and Minister Mildred were getting ready to go to Chicago, Illinois one day. And just like anybody who rides in a vehicle, you got to check your fluids. You got to check your windshield wiper fluid. You got to check your antifreeze. You got to check your oil. You got to check your power steering fluid. And I noticed that my car was low of oil. And before I went, we got ready to hit the road. I went and got some oil, put it in the car, and guess what, Saints? Forgot to put the cap back on the oil. Now, mind you, from where we were living, Chicago is like about a 700-mile trip. 688 miles, to be exact, at that time. And those of you that know anything about a car, if a car runs without oil just even for a block, what's going to happen to that engine? Anybody know out there in Periscope land? Anybody know out there in Facebook land? Anybody know out there in Pineville? Anybody know out there in Alexandria that if a car runs without oil, somebody said in Periscope, it's going to break. That engine going to lock up. But let me tell you about the God that we serve. Let me tell you about what he does for his servants, the prophets, who he watches over and concerned about us, even in our ignorance. Let me tell you, somebody said lock up, but let me tell you something. God will be the engine in the midst of our calamity.
Glory.
I forgot and left the cap off. Not only did I ride all the way to Chicago with the cap off and the oil had spilled out, but it wasn't until I got back to Memphis, Tennessee, and I caught a flat. And when I caught the flat, I jacked the car up, and I told Minister Mildred, I said, baby, something done busted in this car because oil has done dripped all over the bottom, all over the pan and everything. And she said, well, you know, God been good to us. And when I raised the hood up, people of God, I saw the oil cap that was sitting right there had spewed all the oil out all over the engine. Y'all better hear what I'm telling y'all. This is why I act the way I act. This is the way why I preach the way I preach. This is the way why I talk the way I talk. You can't tell me what God can do. Drove all the way to Chicago. My mother was in the car saying, baby, your car's smoking. Something wrong with your car. I said, yeah, Mama, it'll be all right. I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm not a mechanic, but God knows. He brought us here. He'll bring us back. Got all the way to Chicago, drove all the way back with no oil in the car, and God took care of that car. Hallelujah. You better listen to what I'm telling you. When I tell you that the God we serve is a God of the living, I'm telling you not from what somebody told me. I stand on experience. When I tell you that the power of darkness can be broken over your life, I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you what I know. When I tell you he's a healer, when I tell you he is a way maker, when I tell you he is, listen, water in dry places, food to the hungry,